Ty Defoe, Oneida Ojibwe, of Indigenous Direction, with guest speaker Yari Tuli Walker, Inupiaq St. Lawrence Island, conducted the training to help build intercultural communication skills by discussing protocols, relationship building, and Indigenous artists' unique needs during artist residencies. Defoe lives in New York City and travels the country facilitating cultural education workshops like this one.
We are creating a new work. We just had this 10-day residency to put ideas together, but we will be back. Part of the way this has been funded and set up is that Bonal is a co-commissioner of this piece with four other organizations around the country, two in Hawaii, one in Arizona, one in Minnesota. We will return to all of those co-commissioning sites to perform the show once it's done.
The group debuted their work in progress, Roadshow, to the community. Each artist performed solo and with the group, culminating in a collaborative performance of singing, dancing, drumming, and rapping. Arius Hoyle is Tlingit, 18 years old and a freshman at Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle. He's received recognition in his hometown of Juneau, as well as across the state, and his lyrics are firmly grounded in his traditional Tlingit culture.
Because this is your lashka. Don't fight the women now. Don't fight the women now. Salmon be swimming now. This is your lashka. Don't fight the women now. Salmon be swimming now. People be fishing now. Blueberry picking now. Oh!
And Shelley Morningsong, Northern Cheyenne, and Fabian Fontenelle, Omaha Zuni, performed together. As a recording artist, Morningsong was recently voted Artist of the Year and Best Blues Recording at the 2019 Native American Music Awards. Fontenelle is a storyteller, Zuni speaker, and previously danced with Native American Dance Theater. The producer-director of the Indigenous Roadshow is Peter Rockford Tau Espiritu, Native Hawaiian and Samoan. He's the director-choreographer of Hawaii's Tau Dance Theater.
We like to think that it's a continuation of our oral traditions. It's a slice of everyday life and how we relate to each other, how we react to each other. And this is the first version of the Indigenous Roadshow.
And there's Ed Bourgeois, an advancing Indigenous performance program manager at the Western Arts Alliance. He is dedicated to developing resources and networks for Indigenous performers to help make them tour ready and help remove barriers to Native artist touring. He also leads a new initiative funded by the National Endowment for the Arts for a Native artist residencies program, pairing Indigenous artists with existing artist communities that want to host Native artists. At the end of the workshop, all of these artists presented their collaborative piece. Here's a sample. Bonal Arts Center is committed to continuing their efforts to nurture Native artists and Native art. The completed Indigenous Roadshow will premiere at the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art next July and at Bonal Arts Center this coming fall.